You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
And what do we say this morning? Don't we? Yes, we do. We do say TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. It's only been a couple of days, isn't it? But it does feel like a full week. Great to be with you this morning. As I said, Friday the 16th of February. And this is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you and with my friends going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Now, 16th of February, let's see if we're starting off with somebody of any relevance with a birthday today. Well, I remember over in the UK, a company called Leyland Motors. Henry M. Leyland, 1843. He was an American machinist, inventor, engineer, and automotive entrepreneur. And he founded two premier American luxury automotive marks. One of them was Cadillac, and the other one, know what it was? It was Lincoln.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
New world. It's so wonderful.
And there we go. Jerry Halliwell and Lift Me Up is what it's called. And of course, Ginger Spice, also the wife of Christian Horner, head of the Red Bull Racing, Formula One Racing. He's having a bit of a time at the moment for inappropriate behaviour, apparently. Nothing's been approved, though, so far. I mean, so we're still waiting for the results. Time is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. By the way, talking of Formula One, only a couple of weeks and a new season starts already.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
fella here has a couple of goals. Landlord and landlady, 13th century hoes. They would drink too much and they would fight. I still hear them blaspheming at night. At least those two specters still argue from pillar to pole. They live through the good times, struggle through bad times, publicly open and closed. Put up a new sign, took down the old sign, new problems only rose. Put on a disco, put on a rap, even put on a pop quiz. The death of the disco, probably her fault, the death of relationship is.
There we go with Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott and the Good Times. And that's brought us time-wise. We're 15 and a half minutes. That's good. After the hour of 7 o'clock. And it is time, yes, it is indeed, time to get you in the shower for this morning. And a bit of George Michael, I think, will go down quite well, don't you? Let's have a listen. There he goes. In the shower with you this morning, Mr. George Michael. And that was the radio remix, or the radio version, and Strangest Thing, 97. When that was released, the time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 20 and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is Friday, so wishing you all a TGIF. I just see that Paul's dropped a note. Good morning to you, Paul. Good morning to Mary Lou. She made her way off to the beaches yesterday, going in the opposite direction of everybody else, I guess. So good morning to you guys. And what have we got for you? Well, it is Friday. What do we do on Friday? In the second hour, we'll be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Friday fun facts. So we'll be looking at those today with Ingrid. Also, what do we do on the last hour on a Friday? We'll tell you where you can go. Right. Where and when you can be doing it and going and everywhere like that. Yes, we've got what, where and when with Jasmine. Also, we'll take a rummage around, see if we can find anybody, or perhaps a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Michael Jackson, Hollywood tonight, and say good morning to Paul. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be looking at some of the international news for you this morning. Paul just sent me in breaking news coming out of the BBC. A jailed Russian opposition politician, Alexei Navalny, is dead, says the prison service. Gerald Ross, an opposition politician, Alexei Navalny, said the prison service of the Yamalo-Nenets region, where he had been serving his sentence, has said. Mr. Navalny, an outspoken critic, of course, of Russian President Vladimir Putin, has been in Russian jails now since 2021 on charges that are widely viewed as politically motivated. Kira Yarmish, Navalny's spokesperson, said his team had yet to receive confirmation of the death, but his lawyer is now travelling to Serbia. And what does the Kremlin have to say? Well, Dmitry Peskov, their spokesperson, said that Russian Penitentiary Service was making all checks regarding Navalny's death, but had no information about the matter. I think they've got a bit of a motto there, the Russians, haven't they, with Navalny? If you don't at first succeed, try and try again. Bad news. Sad news.
Excuse me, darling, one more time. Is everything that you got inside?
That is magic, and the song is called Kiss Me. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just, a few seconds away from the bottom of the hour, 7:30.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Do you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events? Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out. Hashtag Salotto Experience.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Kurutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
Juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yapi's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED. Some local news for you at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. And repeated at 9 o'clock this morning.
Bring us the night and I'll tell you beside me.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
There we are. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. That is the Champsa and Tequila. Now, you are listening to The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way right now to 15 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid, and we're going to be finding out what's happening out there in the country in LA. So she'll be with us in around about or an hour and 5 or 10 minutes' time. Also, being Friday, we'll be checking in with Yasmin for what, where and when, finding out what she's going to be doing over the weekend, and also see if we can find a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Right, well, I tell you what, I know what I'm going to be doing tonight, and about the rest of you, I'm going to go out for dinner. How about this? Live music while you dine. Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put this in your diary, Thursday the 15th, Bossa Nova with Papito do Carmo. Friday the 16th, Jazz Night with Timber Jazz. And Saturday the 17th, it's Opera Pop with tribute to Il Volo. Book now at 6974-5214. Again, 6974-5214. There you go. Treat yourself to a night out. Here's Neil Diamond and Crackling Rosie.
Ah, Crackling Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on.
we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Bye, 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 bye.
There we go, off into the distance there, Neil Diamond and Crackling Rosie. Right, let's see, we got born on this day. We started off this morning taking a look at Henry M. Leyland, who was born on this day. The year was 1843. Let's move forward, shall we, to 1909. Richard James Dick MacDonald, yeah, clue there somewhere, isn't there? 1909, he was born on this day, with his brother Morris James Mac MacDonald, were early American fast food pioneers, of course they were, who established the first McDonald's restaurant, where? 14th and E Street in San Bernardino in California. That was in 1940.
Just
One of Your Girls is what it's called and comes from Troy Sivan. And do you remember yesterday we were chatting and we had a piece in from Rowena and Phil up there in Estados Unidos and telling us all about the Piggy Cafe. Yes, we had cat cafes and then we got Piggy Cafes. And they sent me another piece of information, which is a nice story. An Olympic medal inlaid with a piece of the Eiffel Tower. Well, how's that for a monumental prize? A hexagonal polished chunk of iron taken from the iconic landmark is being embedded in each gold, silver and bronze medal that will be hung around the athletes' necks at the 26th of July to August the 11th Paris Games and Paralympics that follow. And games organizers revealed their revolutionary design on Thursday. As Simone Biles has 7 medals from her 2 previous Olympics, and LeBron James has 2 golds and 1 bronze from London, Beijing and Athens. But neither of those athletes who are targeting the Paris Games nor any of the roughly 36,600 other medalists at 29 previous Summer Olympics stretching back to 1896 ever owned one quite like this. So they're going to put a piece of the Eiffel Tower in in the medals for the Olympics. And what they haven't said is where they got them and how they got them. Don't think it's going to fall down, do you?
My cash back guarantees. I am.
Yes, that is Dion and I Aim to Please, together with Danielle Nicole on that track. Loving his music. I mean, I liked him when he was in the sort of like in the 50s and early 60s, Dion, but I love the direction he's in now. Apparently he's been going all the time. I just hadn't sort of realised, so it's all quite new for me. Great, too. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're going to take a little break and we'll take a look at some of the local news stories, shall we?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Corutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Regis.
Do you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events? Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out. Hashtag Salotto Experience.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Track, whatever turn, we need a name. wasn't made for the rules. We shared that secret connection. A little queen, big fool. And she said, hid myself forever to cry.
Jerry D.
cool is that? That comes off of the studio albums collection. And it's Mark Knopfler, of course, and it's called Imelda. Breakfast show time, 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Oh, the one before that, yes, you know, one of my favourite groups, the DeFays. They call themselves DeFays, and that was called Rat Pack. Now, let me see, time-wise, 22. Yes, let's check in, see if we can, see what our freaky fun facts are for this Friday.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. It's going to be freaky. It's going to be freaky Friday. Fun facts. Woohoo! Yep, indeed. Well, happy belated Valentine's Day for those of you who didn't get a flower or a kiss. I'm sending you one right now. Today, we're going to talk about something I haven't learned until I went yesterday to Las Nubes and found out about wind. Yeah, so let's talk about some fun facts about wind. Let's get started. Number one. Did you know in Greek mythology, Ennomiae were four wind gods, causing wind from the four compass points? Did you know an instrument to measure the wind is called an anemometer? Anemometer. Get it? Did you know a gale is often defined as a wind between 32 and 63 miles an hour? A wind blowing from 4 to 31 miles an hour is just a breeze. The strongest winds in the solar system are on Saturn, where they reach speeds of over 1,100 miles per hour. It's a breezy day. The first house in the world to have electricity supplied by wind power was in Kincardineshire, Scotland, in 1887. Leave it to those Scots to get something for free. Yep. Did you know the tips of blades of turbines move at a speed of up to 200 miles per hour? Early turbines almost always turned anti-clockwise as viewed from the front. But since 1978, however, the change in design mean that they all now turn clockwise. Early windmills also turned anti-clockwise, but later also made the shift. So when the Don Quixote was tilting at windmills, they were spinning the wrong way. Yeah, until 1978. Windmills now power 4% of the world's energy. Did you know the doldrums is a wind-free area around the equator where sailing ships used to get stuck for weeks? Hence the phrase in the doldrums. Yep, that's what happens when there's no wind and you're stuck. I've had that once or twice, sailing the Key West. All right. Did you know Saturn and Neptune have the fastest winds in the solar system? And that trade winds are steadily winds flowing toward the equator. Jet streams are powerful winds blowing about 10 kilometers above the Earth. They were discovered by World War II fighter pilots when they found their speed reduced when they flew against these powerful high winds. Did you know the wind chill is the cooling effect of the wind on the skin? That the windiest place in the world is Antarctica? Did you know warm air moves to the poles where it cools down, and cold air moves towards the equator where it warms up? Strong winds can be called hurricanes, tornado, microburst, zephyrs, sirocco, sharaf, mistral, and monsoons. Did you know the trade winds were named after the 16th century Portuguese ships, which traveled from east to west to trade goods? Did you know the Beaufort wind scale was created in 1806 by the British naval commander Sir Francis Beaufort and inspired by the effect of wind on the frigate sails? Did you know the highest verified gust wind was 253 miles per hour, or 408 kilometers per hour, on April 10th, 1996, in Barrow Island, Australia? Yeah. Anemones. Anemios is the word for plants that grow in windy conditions, because anemos means wind in Greek. Old sailors believed that the strong winds were caused by someone shutting up a cat on shore. Now, that one just didn't fit in with all this other good stuff. But okay, I'll buy it. Wind affects the spreads of wildfires. Well, we found that out in California. The strongest winds of the world are in mid-latitudes, where cold polar air meets warm air from the tropics. Well, that must be where Las Nubes is. Cold polar air meeting warm air from the tropics. Okay, here's a good one. It's a pronunciation debacle. Vaya, Hindu, Boreas, Notos, Eurus and Zephyrus, Greek, Venti, Roman, Fujin, Japanese, Njord, Norse, and the most famous gods are the most famous gods of the wind. Kamikaze is a Japanese word usually translated as divine wind. The most powerful gusts of wind on Earth were produced by a nuclear detonation. The largest nuclear explosion generated a 20 bar blast pressure equivalent to 3,100 miles per hour wind gust. Now that is hard to fly a kite in. 1 knot equals 1 nautical mile per hour, or 1.852 kilometers per hour. The weather vane is also a slang word for a politician who frequently changes his opinion. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. Yep. The other thing I read that I thought was pretty interesting was about Winston Churchill. He once said, "Kites rises highest against the wind, not with it." Thought that was very interesting. So many people consider the wind to be an obstacle and never quite understand why you can adjust and adapt to get the most out of it from another perspective. Well, that's what I believe. I believe that the wind that was nailing us up there in Las Nubes, we'd been up there 4 or 5 times before, and the winds were, they were nice and they were pleasant, but they weren't like whipping around and that you had to lean into it so you didn't fall. It was pretty amazing, I must say. And the rain just didn't stop. So the rainy season exists up there. So if anybody, and there are lots and lots of gardens and people with vegetables growing in their front yard. They don't make front yards up there with grass. No, they make gardens in their front yard. They grow food, which is what we should be doing too. Anyway, so I'm kind of getting a recovery sleep sometime today because I'm just exhausted from the wind. I didn't realize how tiring it can be. Yeah, and then, of course, at 2 in the morning, Chelsea decided she had to go outside and go potty, which wasn't any fun either. But that's okay. Okay, so these are your fun facts about the wind. And the wind, they call the wind Mariah. Any of you know that song? I remember it from long ago. All right, well, this is your Freaky Friday Fun Facts on the Wind. I'm hoping you all have had a wonderful carnival weekend. We had a bit of a short week this week, right, Jerry? We're kind of happy about that sometimes. But we start back a full week next week. February does, if I'm not mistaken, have 29 days this year because I believe we are in leap year. Yeah, we have 29 days, so we get an extra day this year. So those of you who are born on the 29th, happy birthday every 4 years. All right, that's the end of my Freaky Friday Fun Facts on the Wind. You all have a wonderful weekend, and back to you in the studio.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter wind, they have come and gone. But still the days, those lonely days go on. Guess who sighs his lullaby through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind.
And Christopher Cross there, and Ride Like the Wind. And starting off, well, we all know that track, don't we? Yes, indeed. It's called Summer Breeze, or Summer Winds in actual fact. That particular version from Michael Bublé. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Adventurers and Broken Land. Time-wise, we're 19 and a half before the hour of 9 o'clock. And just following up on some of the news, of course, the breaking news this morning is the death of Navalny, over there in Russia. United States U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that if Navalny's death is confirmed, it only underscores the weakness and rot at the heart of the system that Putin has built. First and foremost, if these reports are accurate, our hearts go out to his wife and his family. And he says, he said this at the Munich Security Conference, adding that Russia is responsible if the death is confirmed. And asked about Navalny's death this morning on NPR radio, US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that the US is trying to confirm exactly what happened. It's a terrible tragedy, and given the Russian government's long and sordid history of doing harm to its opponents, it raises real and obvious questions about what happened here, he told the US broadcaster. But I'll withhold further comments on it until we learn more, and we're actively seeking confirmation, as I know Mr. Navalny's family is as well, and we'll determine from there what comes next.
Knock, knock, been trying to be hiding away, but they know another in front of my face. Lord knows I let him inside, she can help me now. Yeah, I didn't know they would drive me insane, controlling every single thought in my brain. No more, I won't go on and hide, gotta take them out. My head has been out of control for too damn long, for too damn long. Yeah. Been begging, don't leave me alone, but you won't go, so you should know. You could try to break my bones, yeah, you could bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna see. So you could try to break my bones, yeah, you could try it all you want, but till my heart stops. Believe in myself, but only no one else. I don't you try to seek any help on my own. I'll fight any demon inside. Better watch me now. My head has been out of control for too damn long. For too damn long. Been begging, don't leave me alone. But you won't. You could try to break my bones, yeah, you could bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna see. So you could try to break my bones, yeah, you could try it all you want, but till my heart stops beating, I got. Try to break my bones, yeah, you can bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna see. So you can try to break my bones, yeah, you can try it all you want, but till my heart stops beating, I got this.
That is Malik Harris and Sticks and Stones. 15 before 9 o'clock. Just mentioning it because Alexei Navalny has been reported as now being dead. He has managed to communicate, though, with the world. He does this through his lawyers, giving them messages which his team would then post online. The last post on his Instagram, this came just 2 days ago on the 14th of February, it was a Valentine's Day message addressed to Navalny's wife, Yulia, with a photo of the couple. Between us, there are cities and thousands of kilometers, the post reads, but I feel that you are near every second, and I love you more and more. There we go. That's off of a great up of a collection of these albums now called Luxury Soul. And that is Natasha Watts and Right the Wrong. Right, getting back, let me see, music-wise, I got think, I got one here from 1975. No, not the year 1975. It's from the band 1975. What's it called? It's called I'm In Love With You.
Thank you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for a piece of music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? Say, siete, siete, uno, ocho, ocho, 22. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show, it's your show. How about this? Live music while you dine. Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put this in your diary, Thursday the 15th, Bossa Nova with Papito do Carmo. Friday the 16th, Jazz Night with Timber Jazz. And Saturday the 17th, it's Opera Pop with tribute to Il Volo. Book now at 69745214. Again, 69745214.
Friends, that's where you are, I'm gonna stay.
She went down in an airplane, fried, get some suntan, got in a cement mixer full of quicksand. Help me, help me, I'm no good at the dive. She met a shark underwater, fell and no one caught her. I returned everything I ever bought her. Help me, help me, I'm all out of line and ways to say
we
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
It's not simple to say most days. I don't recognize me at that place, and I've taken more than I gave. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. It's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door. Carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I've got you. You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two. For the girl.
Fading is one.
questions you never ask. Maybe we drove it a little too fast. We broke apart at the seams. I just wish that we could go back, just like the boat from the blue. No one's ever hit me harder than you. Let's talk.
On The Breakfast Show.
Georgia, write me a poem about you. In my arms, I'll let me hold you. I'll never.
there we go, three in a row. That last one was Stephen Sanchez, Until I Found You. Before that was James Arthur, and that was called Blindside. And the first one, beautiful ballad from Sarah Bareilles, and it was called She Used to Be Mine. And let's say a very good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning, happy Friday.
It's been a long week, really, hasn't it?
Do you think?
No.
No.
No, it's been, I think, you know, if every week could be like this, it'd be rather nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, see if we can work on that.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, how was yesterday for you?
Yesterday was good. What I did? Oh, I went to Fundación Hoy Es Vivir with Hafiz.
You really need to write everything down for you. Where am I? I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
And after that, what I did, I just went home.
Oh, yeah, because you went with our friend from yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did he have his hearing checked?
Well, they couldn't make it because he had a block of earwax.
Oh, really?
So he
needed... Well, it was worth going then.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he couldn't hear what we were saying.
But now he needs to wash the ear.
Oh, okay.
Before the exam. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Some nice warm oil. Mm-hmm. Warm oil in your ear, that's nice. Won't clear it, but it feels nice. But he was an interesting character, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, yes.
Hey?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a great story he's got to tell.
Yes.
And I love that thing he does where he goes and sits on the bench, which he wheels around, and people just sit down and talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think we should get a bench?
Yeah.
You know, put it outside the building. Mm-hmm. We'll go down with our microphone.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It would, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We've got synagogue opposite, so we get a lot of Jewish people. lovely. Oh, yeah, no, that was great fun. Oh, good. And what about today and your weekend? What you got lined up?
Oh, today we are going theater. We are going to see a comedy about politicians.
What do you mean? All you got to do is go to the legislative.
No, that's not funny. That's the only good thing about when political campaigns start, you know? The jokes, the memes, the plays.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to enjoy that. Yeah. I'm going with my mom.
We can say whatever we want because you're not going to get back in anyway, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that will be fun.
Yeah, I'd love to hear how that goes. That sounds good. Yeah. Well, we're going off tonight. We're going off to Salotto Italiano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 'cause they've got a bit of jazz tonight. We're going with Neil and my Christina. So it'll be a nice evening out. Good food, good music, and a great way to start the weekend.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have timba jazz, right?
Yes, that's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. The jazz, yeah. So that'll be...
At 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody wants to go,
yeah,
at Salotto Italiano.
Absolutely.
And of course, the food is perfect.
It is. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Italiano.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, good morning to Antonio and Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. And let me see now. What else am I going to be doing over the weekend? Oh, we've got all our little group. You know, we played dice on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't played it.
Ah, why?
Since. Well, because we used to go and play, remember, at Frank's over in Costa Leste.
Oh, yeah.
We used to go over there and they used to have a big table for us in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't been since then. But, of course, the new Frank's is sort of opening its doors, gradually getting ready for the main opening.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going. They said, oh, we'll put a big table for you in the bar area. So we're going to go over there and cause havoc because everybody's going to be able to make it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We've got John, we've got Jürgen, we've got Chris, we've got me, we've got Neil, we've got Robin, and we've got Ebby.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all going to be there.
Oh, that's good. At the new Franks?
At the new Franks.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, in the bar area, making a noise.
Is that comfortable to play? Yeah, in the bar area.
Yeah, why not? Play anywhere, really. Play on the floor if we have to, but I mean... But no, is they're doing a separate... There's a separate room. They're not doing it just for us, but there is a separate room. And when that's finished, we're all going to go in there.
So
that'll be nice. But yes, yeah, so that'll be nice, because a lot of them, Ebby and Robin, and they haven't seen the new Franks yet, so it'll be nice.
Okay.
And let me see, what else am I doing over the weekend? Resting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, there's still Chinese celebrations this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that goes on, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for example, you can go to Alta Plaza Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, they're going to have at 4 p.m. Danza del Dragón.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enjoy that. It's free, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also at Supercentro El Dorado and at Metro Mall. Tomorrow and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday. So, like a big fair, Chinese mm-hmm. fair, mm-hmm. you know, food and dance. So that's going to be fun too.
Are they doing anything this year? Have you heard of anything going on this year at Soho Mall?
Soho Mall, no.
Oh, it's been quiet, doesn't it? Because they used to have a lot of events on them. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, and it's very quiet in there, I know that, which is all rather sad because it's...
Yeah, and they have also even a town center in Costa del Este on Sunday.
Mm.
They're going to have also Danza del Dragón.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can go to that one with them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun. I love town center, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
a big area. They have a big area outside.
Yeah, it is a nice mall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And quite a bit of parking.
Mm-hmm.
Quite
exactly.
a bit of parking. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, plenty going on. Kong mm-hmm. Yipa Choi, not over yet.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It'll probably be going until next Chinese New Year. It's the Year of the Dragon.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do the dragon dance.
When?
Well, when I could find the right dress.
Ah. That's very hard. I really want to meet these people, you know, the dancers.
I mean, I want to be the guy at the back all the time.
Uh-huh, yeah. Exactly.
Because he has to do it all sort of like bending over.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Very energetic.
Yeah, lovely.
And I tell you what, I've seen on TV, I haven't seen it, where they've done this dragon dance,
mm-hmm.
These Chinese groups that do all this sort of acrobatic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They do it, and all it is like poles with little square
uh-huh.
metal tops
yeah,
on,
yeah, yeah,
all
the
different heights or whatever, and they dance around on these.
It's and incredible. They have that in a pool. Have you seen that video?
No, I'm seeing it in a pool. Don't they get wet?
No, because they do it so good. So
they don't fall in. No. In case they fall in.
Uh-huh.
A soft landing. Not a bad idea.
Ah, that's why.
You want to hit the floor?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, Chinese acrobats, I mean, they've always been really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but,
exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Always something... Plenty going on. Well, mm-hmm. Is there much happening over the weekend?
I'll tell you more later because right now we're going to talk about who was born.
Okay.
Today.
All right.
We have Pete Willis.
Okay.
He was born in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
British musician, best known as a founding member of Def Leppard.
Oh, okay. Yes.
He co-wrote many tracks and played guitar on the band's first three albums.
Okay. Well, you know I'm trying to give up sugar.
Oh, yes.
There's a song from Def Leppard which I thought we'd play. Mm-hmm. Pour some sugar on me.
Can I be your man? Hey, 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 h
How sweet is that? Awesome Sugar on Me from Def Leppard. I love that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, but seriously, I mean, you don't have sugar. You don't eat, have a lot of sweet things, do you?
No, not anymore.
No.
No.
No, I'm still trying because I do take some medication to sort of keep the sugar levels down, but I've really got to be more...
yeah, that's not enough.
More disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just eating our way halfway through a packet of biscuits. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I am. And because now it's... I saw them when I was getting some stuff yesterday from PriceMart, and their biscuits, I think the manufacturer's trying them out, but they're chocolate chip biscuits
mm-hmm.
with no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Just called Zero, which is good. And I've really got to quite like the Zero Coke as well now.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't feel guilty.
Have you tried that one? I haven't.
Zero?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, no. It's quite good. It's not bland. I don't like the light. The light one is bland.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is almost like it's just... they've got no sugars in it, no grease or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. They're not supposed to have grease in Coca-Cola. But it's not bad at all. It's the only one I can sort of drink other than the original one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't affect my rum either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's which is, that's the point. Rum's got quite a lot of sugar in it, isn't it? It's made with sugar, I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, some things I'm just not going to give up. I am my mother's son.
Yeah, maybe that's the only thing you can just continue drinking, but then you have to forget about everything else.
Yeah.
Which you are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll just buy more rum.
No.
So, anyway, what else have we got to do over the weekend, yes?
Okay, tomorrow, our friends of APA, you know, mm-hmm. The astronomy.
Oh, right, yes.
They're going to have a free event tomorrow
mm-hmm.
at Cinta Costera in front of the Club de Yates.
Okay.
Yacht Club. Club. At 7, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can use all the telescope and everything, all the equipment they have. And see here, there's a photo of Saturn, uh-huh. Jupiter, uh-huh. and the Moon. Uh-huh. So I guess it's going to be very nice.
Okay, and if you've got a telescope and a mirror,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to see your Uranus.
Oh, gosh. That's horrible. Okay, let's continue. Don't forget.
There's no hope for me, really, is there?
On Sunday, our friends of Malamaña Theatre, they're going to have Casco Queen.
Okay.
This is a theatre tour in Casco Antiguo at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So you can contact them at their Instagram account, Malamaña, and make your reservations.
Mm-hmm.
This is really fun. And you have to wear comfortable shoes because they're going to be walking around Casco Antiguo. But it's very, very fun. Very nice. It's just like a carnival. But everybody is part of the play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the fun thing about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah, comfortable shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Yes.
I bought some shoes. It's a bit of a mistake, really. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Skechers.
Oh, yes.
Shoes, because they make shoes that are like ordinary working day shoes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But with the sort of all the comfort of... of Skechers. I went and I said to Chris, I want to buy a pair of brown shoes, which I found, which are sort of slip-ons. And I said, now I want a white pair. And I looked, and there were two pairs there, you see, and I said, tried one on. And said, yeah, that's fine. And they had a good deal on because, you know, the most expensive pair was the one that was charged at. But the second pair you bought was 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would... Anyway, when I got my bill and I got home, I'd chosen the wrong shoes.
Oh.
And so anyway, and they were quite a bit more expensive.
Oh.
But the other day, Christina and I said, come on, let's go out and have a walk. So we had a walk down to the park here in Paitia. And I tell you what, I don't begrudge a penny. They were the most they're the most comfortable shoes.
Oh, really?
I mean, they don't weigh anything.
Uh-huh.
And they're so comfortable when you walk. I could walk forever. It's like floating on a cloud.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so, yeah, so I said to Christina, I said, I don't regret this at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so Strange things happen, don't they?
That's good.
Yeah.
And, of course, don't forget, today starts the Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, over the weekend. Good luck to John.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can contact them at their Instagram account, Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival, Panama.
Yeah, that's
great. And get more information, because it's going to be very nice. A lot of jazz artists are coming.
Let's do this.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Kurutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
There you go. Don't miss out. Mm-hmm. If you have more traffic going out over the weekend, then going off to the beaches.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, good luck to John. He was in with us the other week.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy.
Yes.
And let me see. Anything else happening?
No, that's all.
Hey, did you mention something to me? Was it yesterday or something about a new theatre?
Oh, yes. I couldn't find a parking, so I left.
Well, that's good for a theatre.
Oh, yes. Too bad, because it's in the first floor of a building.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I thought that was crazy. So, yeah, I left. So, I don't know.
Whereabouts was it?
Huh?
Whereabouts was the theatre?
It's next to... No, it's after the new Frank's Place location.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, on that street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so going... Well, it's a one-way street, isn't it?
And it's closed. It's, it's a close road.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to see if I can find that. What's it called?
Oh, it's a weird name.
No, the Estación Miento.
It's a weird name. The Teatro or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, send me a little bit of info. I'll see if I can find it when we're there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just out of interest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you mentioned something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we can be doing?
No, that's all.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then we've got to have another Born on This Day in the world of music.
Uh-huh, the next one is Andy Taylor. Is that a man, right?
Yes, it is a man.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
He was born in 1961. Guitarist with Duran Duran, who had the 1983 UK number one single, Is There Something I Should Know? Plus 25 other UK top 40 singles, including the 1984 US number one single, The Reflex. Also a member of the Power Station, who had the 1985 UK number 14 single, Some Like It Hot.
Oh, I didn't know that bit.
Mm-hmm.
We live and learn.
Mm-hmm.
I want it all, but they won't.
There we go. That's Duran Duran and the Reflex. Mm-hmm. Well, it's that time of the morning because Renee has woken up.
Ah, good morning.
Yeah, I assume Rick has as well. I don't know though, because they sent me a nice little sort of video. They went to an event. It says here, we went to a music event the other night. You would have enjoyed it. There was a couple married 26 years.
Oh.
Why would I enjoy that? In fact, I think my good lady and myself have been married about the same time. No, a bit more than that now. They were great. They're called Skybound Blue, and they're from the small town of McMinnville. McMinnville, which is a nice name for a small town, isn't it? Minnville. It's in Oregon, where Rick grew up.
Ah, okay.
So he's a Minnivillian.
Yes.
He's a Minnivillian. There he is. And then, anyway, they sent me a picture of that, which is all rather nice, of two people married 26 years playing music.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and she says here also, it dumped snow all day yesterday. This is the day before yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. And through the night, we're buried under a foot of snow. And then there's a nice picture out there with a Rick with what looks like a lawnmower for snow. So I said, oh, that's a good night. They had a good night out. And how nice to see Rick cutting the snow. And then you better get to your pines. Now, anyway, let's get to today, you see. Good morning. It's a new day today. Good morning. Happy Friday. We're on a festive roll. Wednesday, a music show. And last night, we went to a wine tasting. And tonight, we're going to a Winterfest. That's music and ice sculptures and light shows and food and drink and more. And piles of beautiful snow. Have a great weekend. And then there's a picture of them out in the snow, doing it with a lot of snow. You can see the snow coming. It says, dumping snow when we left the wine tasting. So fun! Well, of course it would be. You're drunk. I mean, look at it out in the snow, taking selfies after going to a wine tasting. You want to be careful.
Oh.
Yeah, it might slip over. Snow business like snow business. So anyway, they've always brightened up our lives, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently Dean Martin wrote a song especially for Renee, I think.
Oh yeah.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. And they ask, who's the fool in the corner crying? I say, a little old wine drinker me. I came here last week from down in Nashville, cause my baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago a broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drinker. A little old wine drinker me.
Well, that's it then. Mm-hmm. Nice little wine drinker me. For Renee.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's quite funny, because unless I'm mistaken, because Dean Martin had a reputation for being a bit of a drinker. So, like, and he sings in a way that you would sing when you're drunk. But apparently I don't think he drank, or he certainly didn't drink that much. But he was a member of the Rat Pack, of course, with Frank Sinatra and that crowd, Sammy Davis Jr. They had fun, I tell you. They lived their lives to the full, that lot, and made a lot of money. So anyway, you know, look, you guys enjoy. So says Rick is listening, and he's also laughing at your comments. He's laughing at you. Don't tell him. Thank you, as always, for brightening up our day as we come towards the end of the program.
Yes.
And I was going to play a song here. Actually, I'll play a couple of minutes of it. It's George Thorogood, and the Destroyers, I think, was the name of this. It says, if you don't start drinking, I'm going to leave you.
I'm gonna leave. I wake up in the morning, I'm hung to the roof, but I get no sympathy, baby, you're too aloof. You better change. Yes, I'm begging you, please. 'Cause if you don't start drinking, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave.
That's it then, yes. We're off now.
Oh,
yes. Have a great weekend.
Happy weekend.
Yes. So, and there, good advice there. If you don't start drinking, I'm going to leave. Right, that's it. Time for us to say our goodbyes. Big goodbyes to go out this morning, of course, to Ingrid for checking in with us earlier on for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. All about wind. That's the one outside. In the, you know, yes. So big thanks to Ingrid for that. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, for What, Where and When for today. A couple of people there born in the Day of Music. And also big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby. Gets a lot of our background information, like the birthdays, etc., etc. So thanks to Neil. And also to the boys and girls of Cooper Grad, who get us up and running in the mornings. And I'll be shutting us down in just a few seconds' time. So big thanks to them, especially to Isaac, who's always there bright and early in the morning. And, well, I hope you all are going to have a great weekend. It's a big thanks to you lot. Yes, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We'll be back with you for a full week next week. Yes, it's Monday. We'll be back 7 o'clock. So whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please enjoy your weekend. Anything you're going to be doing, please do it carefully. Monday, 7, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.